Hello everybody, this is Kurt Sweat, and today I'm going to demonstrate a service. And this service is called Bumblebee. It's produced and it's provided by the British Wireless for the Blind Fund, and it's the new service that they're providing. The British Wireless for the Blind Fund are a charity who provide radio equipment to the blind. Accessible radio equipment to the blind on free permanent loan. And they provide all sorts of really good stuff. On free permanent loan. They have a CD player, and they have a DAB radio, and an internet radio. And now, they have the new Bumblebee. Now, what the Bumblebee is, it's the internet radio, so it's the new upgrade, if you like, to the internet radio service. I believe the internet radio is still going to be available, I'm not sure, but I know Bumblebee is obviously their new service. What Bumblebee is, it's basically an internet radio in tablet form. It's an app on a tablet. But the app has been designed specifically to meet the needs of their users. You're not even using the TalkBox screen reader. This is a Samsung Galaxy tablet, and this app is self-voicing, as you'll hear. They're using the Google text-to-speech. And it's all self-voicing. So as you'll hear, it's very straightforward. Now what it actually does is, it's basically, it has all the services that the Sonata had, and it's going to have a lot more besides. Because with it being a tablet, they can add a lot more stuff to this. They can update it a lot better, a lot easier, they can implement a lot more features, etc. So it's really going to be interesting. So let's actually have a look at the Bumblebee. So I'll press the power button.
Bumblebee.
And it says Bumblebee. It's a Samsung Galaxy Tab A for anyone who's interested. And it runs the Bumblebee application. Now, I'll touch the top of the screen. All you do to navigate this thing is you touch the screen with a single finger. So I'll touch the top.
5 Bumblebee online.
Oh dear, I need to scroll. I'm scrolling down.
1 Bumblebee radio.
That's better at the top now. So I'll touch the top of the screen.
1 Bumblebee radio.
And it says 1 Bumblebee radio. That's where all your radio stations are.
2 Bumblebee podcasts.
Self-explanatory, Bumblebee podcasts.
4 Bumblebee local, 3 Bumblebee books.
There's your books.
4 Bumblebee local TN.
That's all your talking newspapers.
4 Bumblebee local, 5 Bumblebee online.
Bumblebee online.
6 Bumblebee VI.
There's your Bumblebee VI.
Six Bumblebee VI.
Now that's how responsive it is. I'm just keep touching it and it keeps going six bump. So it's quite responsive as well. So you don't really have to wait.
6 Bumblebee VI.
Long after a touch for the speech. It literally, as soon as you touch it, it speaks.
5 Bumblebee online. 6 Bumblebee VI.
Or slide up or touch the top of the screen.
8 Bumblebee help. 7 Bumblebee community.
Got Bumblebee community. And the VI section is basically where your visual impaired podcasts are. Then we've got
7 Bumblebee community.
A community section.
8 Bumblebee help.
Your help section.
9 Bumblebee settings.
Your settings.
10 Bumblebee device ID.
And that's where you get your device ID. So let's actually have a quick dive into all this stuff and see what we can do. So let's have a look at the radio. So what I'm going to do, I'll come to the top of the screen and I'll touch the top.
1 Bumblebee radio.
There's Bumblebee radio.
1 Bumblebee radio.
I'll press and hold.
Selected. Welcome to radio application. Please long press on the screen to enter.
Now, one thing I want to say to you is, you touch the icon and you have to hold exactly where the icon is. Now, it's a band that goes across the screen, and it's a yellow and black band. That's probably why it's called Bumblebee. It's all black and yellow, the colour scheme on the screen. And the band going all the way across the screen. And it's really cool, right? How this works. So I'll touch the screen now. It's asking me to press and hold to enter the application. So I'll just press and hold on the screen, anywhere.
Selected. Main page contains 5 items.
And we're now in the radio.
To radio station, first my list.
We're now in the radio station's app. And we've got 5 items to choose from. So we've got...
First my list.
My list, which is the my list of radio stations that I have on my device here.
2 radio stations, CMS.
Radio stations, CMS, radio stations, the content management system. This is where you would add stations.
3 top charts.
These are the top charts. This is the most listened to radio stations on the Bumblebee service. We'll slide up.
3 top charts for your device ID.
Again, you can get your device ID here if you're having issues with the radio app.
Last settings.
And then you've got settings. So that's the radio station screen. Very simple, but very effective and very easy. Now, let's actually have a look in my list and see what I've got.
First, my list.
So for my list, I'll press and hold exactly where my list is at the very top.
Selected. My list contains 22 items.
We're now in my list of stations, so if I touch the top.
Remove stations.
We have a remove stations button, so if you want to remove stations, you can directly from the list. I don't want to, so I'll come back into it.
First item, BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
2 BBC Radio 1 Extra. 3 BBC Radio 2.
I'll scroll up.
3 BBC Radio, 4 BBC Radio 4, 5 BBC Radio 4 Extra, 5 BBC Radio 4 Extra, 6 BBC Radio 5 Sports, 8 BBC, 7 BBC Radio Lancashire, 7 BBC Radio Lancashire, 8 BBC Radio Manchester.
So you can see I've got all the BBC stations on my list. I'm going to come to BBC Radio Manchester.
8 BBC Radio Manchester.
Press and hold.
Selected.
Plays on the rails though between Rochdale and Todmorden, where earlier a signalling problem seems to have left behind a few delays on that Northern Rail line.
Now, if I touch the screen now, while the radio's up, 25 minutes, we're told.
Pausing audio.
It pauses. You can touch anywhere on the screen within the radio app to pause audio, and then you just pick the tablet up again and press the screen anywhere again.
Playing audio.
Call in 01612.
At the bottom of the screen, we have a home button. To the right of it,
Mike Sweeney's charity extra. My list.
Now, on the actual screen is a little plastic cover. And in that plastic cover at the bottom right is a little square cutout where you can feel where the back button is. It's at the very bottom, and it's in a little, like a, it's a tiny little thing. It's big enough for your finger to fit in, but you can really feel it. You're not going to miss it. It's a cutout in the actual cover, so you know where the back button is. So I'll touch the back button again.
Back, main page.
And we're back to the main page. If I press the home button,
Bumblebee.
So that's the radio section. I'll just show you one more section. And that is, I want to show you the manual and how easy the manual is to navigate.
8 minutes and 18 seconds.
So if you need help, if you go to the help section, all the other apps work in exactly the same way. So if you want to go to podcasts or...
8 Bumblebee help. 6 Bumblebee VI.
If we go in there, it works in exactly the same way. There are no gestures, you just touch various parts of the screen so you find what you're looking for. Hold your finger down, and that takes you into that particular application. So to do the help, I'll show you the help.
9 Bumblebee settings. 8 Bumblebee help.
I'll press and hold on the help.
Selected. Main page contains 7 items. First talk back on off.
Whoops.
Main page. Please press home button to close down the app. Bumblebee.
It went a bit fast because I've been playing with the speech settings in the actual settings app.
9 minutes and 3 seconds of 10 minutes.
I'll just go to the help again.
9 Bumblebee settings. 9 Bumblebee set. 8 Bumblebee help. Selected. Welcome to help information and support. Selected. Main page contains 5 items.
And we're in the help app now. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pause the recording and I'll show you the help app. And then I may show you some other stuff and then we'll leave it there.